It's said, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. Perhaps that's how Sam should have regarded the fact that his lease was not renewed and someone else took over the business space. But the setback was only temporary. The success story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Alan Drano shares the story of America's number one retailer.
Back in the 40s, Sam Walton opened up a Ben Franklin franchise in Newport, Arkansas, and he made it very successful. In fact, his goal was to make it the most successful store in the Ben Franklin in the region.
Walton achieved his goal, but his success brought a problem.
His lease for the building came up. The owner of the building saw how successful Sam was and decided that, hey, this is be a great business for my son to run, and didn't renew Sam's lease.
So Sam had to find a new location to open a store. He and his wife looked for the best location in Arkansas.
Sam said that they've picked Bentonville in northwest Arkansas because she wanted a small town to settle down in. And she said that they picked Bentonville because it was at the northwest corner of the state of Arkansas, which gave Sam basically four hunting seasons, Kansas, Missouri, Oklahoma, and Arkansas, to string together for one longer hunting season.
Two things would remain constant after that important decision. The store that began in Bentonville would continue to grow and grow, and Sam's passion for hunting in Arkansas and the neighboring states would never wane as well. Walton's first store, Walton's Five and Dime, is still in operation on the square, just across the street from the barbershop where he got $5 haircuts till the day he died. Traveling the countryside in Bentonville, Arkansas, I'm Andrew McCray.